Thank you for calling. How can I help?
I'm calling in reference to your service. I've been writing my book and trying to finish up the last two chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know a little bit about your service. That's all.
All right. I'll be happy to help. It's just going to cost you $800 to get your book published, and it would cover the entire package that is going to consist of editing, proofreading, formatting, cover design, ISBN barcode. Along with that, you're going to get Library of Congress number with publishing on 6 different platforms.
And what's your turnaround time?
The turnaround time would be around 4 to 6 weeks. It all depends on you, how quick you are, what your feedback.
Say that again?
The turnaround time would be 4 to 6 weeks. It all depends on you, how quick you are, with your feedback.
Okay.
Yep.
4 to 6 weeks. And how much you said it is to do the book?
$800.
$800. And what about if it was a rush order?
If it's a rush order, then it's going to go up. It depends on how quick you are needing it. If you can confirm, that would be great.
I like to have the book finished by the 15th of August, because I want to go into print my first 5,000 copies myself.
Okay. Then it is going to be $2,500 for the rush order.
Okay.
That would come up with some free copies as well, like 25 copies for your review. You can have a look on it, and if you think that, yes, the quality is top-notch, you can order more copies.
Okay, and what is your turnaround time for the book being printed?
Well, the turnaround time for the books being printed is 15 to 20 business days.
Okay, 15, 20 business days.
Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of payment plan? What's the payment plan? If I have all my material already typed up and I've done all my stuff in Google Docs,
mm-hmm.
Is it any specific way I need to submit the documents to you?
Not at all. You can either submit a Word document, like a Google document, or a PDF. We accept all three.
Okay. So I'll put it all together. It's all in Google Docs.
Okay.
And I'll make sure all the pages are numbered and everything. Mm-hmm. On your website, do you share any of the work you've already done with other clients in the past?
Yes, I can. Are you on the website currently?
Yeah, I believe it's okay. I see your portfolio. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Hold on.
Remarkable title.
Those are traditionally published books. I can share some of our self-published books. Those books are not on Amazon. Okay, I'm telling you this prior because some of the clients have kind of highlighted this issue, so I wanted to let you know about it. I can share some other references. Hold on for the self-published authors. Okay, one sec.
Okay.
Can you type your full name, number, and...
So these books here are not on Amazon. The covers that I'm seeing, these are just...
These are traditionally published authors. These are not self-published authors. The work that I've shared with you on the chat box right now, that's me, Haley Stringfellow. I attached some links there. You can have a look. I'm attaching more links for your review so that you can have a look, okay?
Okay, and these are the books that you've actually published on Amazon, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, sisters.
Also,
story, Kindle.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you type your full name, email, and your number there so that I know it's you? Whenever you visit back, I would be able to help you in any way possible.
Yes. Here you are. Here's my name, Muhammad.
Okay.
Abdul Malik. But on my book, it has to just be Abdul Malik, not Muhammad, because people know me as Abdul Malik.
Okay.
Gotcha. And I'm going to give you – you want my phone number there? 3-7-3-9-8-4-1-6-2 And my email address is contact@knowledgespeaks.net. contact@knowledgespeaks.net.
Lovely.
And you can also send it to Malik.
Mm-hmm.
Also use Malik Speak at gmail.com.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Can you let me know?
You're most welcome.
Thanks. How soon are you looking to get started?
Where are you guys located, Haley?
We're in New York. Manhattan.
You're in Manhattan?
Yes, we're in Manhattan.
Okay. Do you do in-person sit-downs? Can I sit down with your team? Can I talk with you about my book, or everything is over the Internet?
It's all going to be done online because ever since COVID, we do not invite our customers in-house anymore. We used to, but not anymore. So it has to be done through our online portal, which is called CRM, from where you can keep a track of your order 24/7 and monitor us what exactly we're doing with the order.
So do we do any FaceTiming with anybody, or is just everything is Internet-based? Text messages and email, that's it?
Zoom calls with the team, with the editors, through Zoom calls, Zoom meetings, you know, and along with that.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Sorry?
That's good. As long as we can do a Zoom call and I can see who I'm working with, because I believe in human contact.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay. And what is the payment format?
Okay, the payment is going to be done up front. If you go with the plan, the expedited order, it's going to be upfront. However, sometimes there are people who do not prefer, you know, paying us upfront. So for such customers, we do have flexible payment plan options, which means you can pay 50% upfront, get started, and you can pay the remaining 50% once your project is near to completion or it's completed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to make this very clear. I want to write many books, and I'm going to be writing various books on various topics. So I'm looking for a long-term relationship, right?
Of course.
So if you can be the team that I need to work with, then I'm hoping that we could have longevity. And I'm a firm believer in long-term positive relationships that are lucrative and built upon a mutual interest of producing the very best products and services for the community that we hope to reach. So I'm going to look at some of the books you have on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You have my personal information. I'm going to try to complete this weekend my last two chapters,
mm-hmm.
reorganize everything, and then we'll come up with a strategy on how we can move forward.
That's
now, are you flexible with your price? Are you flexible with your prices?
Yes, I am. Honestly speaking, what I can do the best.
You have all these services on the Internet for $3.99, $2.99, and everybody's offering pretty much the same package. So I want to know what makes your package different and unique.
Because
I've had a guy talk to me just now for $3.99.
Look, I won't.
And I can tell you who they are if you want to know them. If you want to know who that group is, I'll share with you any proposals I get from other people
mm-hmm.
and their pricing. But I'm just saying to you, I want to know if you have flexibility in your pricing. And I need to – one big question I have for you, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
When you do editing and you review my book, right, mm-hmm. are you using human or artificial intelligence?
We don't believe in AI bots, okay? People do. I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't. We have strict policies.
I'm glad to hear that.
We cannot. When we're getting
I'm so glad to hear that.
I don't believe in such things. You know, that's man-made creation, and it can be disappointing at any point of time, so I don't care about that. I have shared something on the chat box with you just now, a package. That's exactly what I was talking about with you with the phone. What makes me different than any of the other publishing agencies out there is the platforms that I'm offering you. Your book is not only going to be available on the online platforms, but it's going to be also distributed on the local stores and universities. We're partnered with University of Minnesota and University of Manitoba in Canada. So we are also going to display your work there. If you check, my package consists of Walmart, Target, brick and mortar, Lulu, a lot of different platforms that you're not going to be getting in any $3.99 package, okay? So that's pretty much of
okay.
it. You can have a look, and as far as the flexibility is concerned, I am happy to offer you my employee discount and bring the cost down to $21.99 for you, which makes a total of $2,200 instead of $2,500. There is a flat $300 discount for you. I mean, I know that's not a lot, but that is something which I could do for you, and $300 is enough to buy some chocolates from the store, so that's on me.
I love Haley. I love you already, Haley. You got a great sense of humor. I can buy more than chocolate. I'm good budgeting with money. Okay, I don't know why I don't see any of your things anymore on my screen. I was getting messages from you, but for some reason I don't see them now. Why is that? Let me check. Let me see what's here.
It is on the chat box where you just wrote your email.
Okay, I'm looking for it now.
You might have opened the tab.
Okay, so it says, thank you for reaching out. That's book publishing. That's not you. What's the name of your company again?
Penguin Book Writers.
Okay, I don't see Penguin in my chat room.
Do you see it?
Let me go back. I got to go back and open up. Let me go back and open up Facebook again. Okay, let's see. Because I was talking to you on Facebook. Okay, there you go, Haley. But I don't see. Okay, now there you go. Okay, so I see here. You gave me a list of things: Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Instagram, Spark. Okay, so these are some of the things that you'll be offering. Okay, Haley, can I give you my personal number?
There's this full package which says Elite Publication Package $24.99. If you just scroll up.
I see it. That's it. Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and with this particular package and the express turnaround time, what will be the turnaround time?
The turnaround time would be 10th of August.
August 10th. Okay, August 10th.
I would be able to do it sooner,
okay.
As well, but I'm going to just play my game here and give you the exact date of 10th of August just in case if there's an up and down as far as the dates are concerned. You're going to be here and you'll just grab my neck, and I don't want that. So I'll just say, for the sake of time, let's say 10th of August, and that is it. If I say 10th of August, it means 10th of August it is.
Okay, so I have one more question.
Sure.
When you're editing my chapter, are you going to give me each chapter as you're editing it as opposed to the whole thing at the end so that I can have enough time to go over each chapter? How's the editing process go?
Let me tell you. My editors are going to sit first. My editorial board is going to sit and review your entire manuscript and come up with the editorial assessment report, which is going to be shared with you, in which we're going to highlight the weaknesses and the strengths of your book, okay, in which we're going to let you know if there are any weaknesses, how we can overcome them. So that's how it's going to work. And then we're going to edit your book chapter by chapter, page by page, and line by line to ensure that the book is completely error-free. We're going to recommend you some changes. We're going to make suggestions. But you are the decision maker at the end of the day. If you do not agree to any of the changes, we're not making any changes.
Okay. And there are no additional costs, correct?
I'm sorry?
There will be no additional costs on what we agree on this $2.49.
$22.99 is the final price, which comes with everything listed above. No extra charges.
Okay.
No hidden charges at all.
Okay. Another thing is, I'm writing a children's book. Mm-hmm. It's going to be about 20 pages.
Mm-hmm.
How long would it take you to edit that for me?
I'll get that included in the same program. 20 pages editing is nothing. I'm not going to charge you for reading as well. Don't worry.
Because what I want to do is, I'm going to have, this book is for the adults, but I have a children's version of my story. It's my life memoir. of leaving New York City at the age of 16 and living in Saudi Arabia as a guest of the king and being given a scholarship to attend the university when mm-hmm. I was a high school dropout in New York City.
Oh. So,
and in that memoir, I'm sharing some of the life lessons that I've learned throughout my life. After I share parts of my story, there's some issues I touch on when it comes to male-female relationships,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the true essence of the majesty of the beauty of the women,
mm-hmm.
When it comes to the issue of marriage and divorce,
mm-hmm.
Our search for love, a message to the youth, when it comes to understanding our personal essence of self-empowerment and the importance of faith and conviction, that comes towards the end after I give some of the key stories of my life in the memoir.
Makes sense.
I got a children's version of my book. I only want it to be 20 pages, but I need to publish both simultaneously.
Lovely. I can get it done for you. Even if there are illustrations that you would be requiring, I'll get that added in the program. Why? There's no additional charge. Let me tell you, because people in-house here are on fixed salaries. So even if they work a day or if they don't work at all or if they do overtime, it doesn't matter. You understand what I'm saying, right? Because they are on their fixed salaries. So I'll get that included in the same price. Like as I said, I'm not going to charge you for breathing. You are doing absolutely fine, and I'll get it done for you. And that's about it. Now, so you told me you're from Arabia? Is that what you told me?
No. I was born in Brooklyn, New York City. I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay.
I was born in New York City. I was one of those bad kids in the community, with the guns and the robbing and the stealing. And I was put into a school by the government for bad children. In that school, the assistant principal in that school took a liking to me and became sort of a mentor to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was exposed and introduced to some of the principles of the Islamic faith.
Uh-huh.
So when I became a Muslim at the age of 16, at the age of 17, when I dropped out of high school, I winded up in the holy city of Mecca to perform my pilgrimage. And after the pilgrimage in Mecca, I was all by myself. I left my group, and I went back from Medina to Mecca by myself. I never knew what homelessness meant. And I went back to Mecca by myself because the mosque is open 24 hours, never closes. I used to live in the mosque in Mecca and hide from the authorities, trying to become a student and get my proper paperwork and be accepted. But I didn't even know to go to the university you needed a high school diploma, because I grew up in the ghettos of America where I never even heard the word college or university. So I was like, okay, I don't even have a high school diploma. So I had to do a lot of things and use my street knowledge ultimately to create a high school diploma.
Makes sense.
And I finally got accepted at the University of Mecca, and I was granted permanent status to stay by King Fahad. And then they gave me a scholarship, and I wound up meeting various celebrities and dealing with the royal family and learning Arabic and translating in different settings with different international guests. Huh?
You know Arabic. You can speak Arabic.
أنا أتكلم اللغة العربية بالطلاقة. Yeah. I graduated from the University of Mecca, and I graduated from the University of New York. I went to Binghamton University. After I graduated from Mecca, I was accepted in Binghamton University on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to Binghamton, they told me they don't have any classes for me because my level was too advanced. So they told me, teach Arabic and write a curriculum for non-Arabic speaking students. My professor was Kevin Lacey from Harvard University. And it's crazy. My first group of students I walked in to teach, you ready for this? they were all Israeli students.
Oh, my God. You know,
they were all Israeli students. And we had a great time talking about Arabic. And they couldn't believe I was the teacher when I walked in because they were like, okay, who is this guy? And something interesting happened. They told me, no disrespect, but we never had a black teacher.
And
we had a long discussion, and we went out for lunch.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote the curriculum. And it's a very interesting story. And Binghamton University did something really amazing for me. Instead of me graduating in 4 years, from the university, they gave me 267 credits transferred from my schooling in Mecca, but they said legally I can only have, out of the 264, they said we can only give you 64. So I was able to graduate after 2 years with their degree. That was an amazing experience I had. It was great.
Last week I was in Doha.
So that's my journey, huh?
Last week I was in Doha, Qatar, and
you was in Doha?
Yeah, wow. I was in Doha. I was, you know, traveling for a client's book tour, and I had to be there, and I made a lot of Arabic friends. And here we have native Arabic speakers as well, just for the sake of translations of the books. So just in case you need to get your books translated into Arabic versions, you would be able to speak to native Arabic speakers. We can help you to get your books translated from English to Arabic so that we can sell your books in English volume as well as Arabic, your children's books, so that people from Riyadh and people from Arabia can read your book as well.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, because that's the next thing I was supposed to tell you. I need four languages, Arabic, Spanish, and French.
Lovely.
Well, that's three.
You
I wanted Arabic, Spanish, and French, and I met a French translator yesterday.
You don't have to meet anyone.
He was an
we
amazing
have
translator.
People here in-house, you know, as far as the translation.
Well, I'm glad to know that.
Yeah.
I am glad to know that. You are now giving me a breath of fresh air, and I feel like that you're raining the raindrops of tears on my heart that will cultivate my spirit long-term so I can write all the books I want to write and we can do some business.
You have no idea, Muhammad, when I was in Doha and met so many good people there. I went to the mosque. I was in Dubai as well. I had to go. I had a connecting flight, so I had to go to Dubai. I visited mosques, and when I heard the Adhan, it was so peaceful. It was so different from the Western culture, which I have experienced in my childhood, but it was peaceful. It was so peaceful. When I told my parents about it, they were so happy that, you know, Muslims all around the world are kind of displayed in a very wrong image. And when I experienced, when I sat with them, I had their, you know, food. I had mandi. I had a lot of good food there, and it was so delicious. I'm not going to lie, it was delicious. I had kanafa.
Oh,
it was
food
delicious.
Is good. Yeah.
It's very good. And
the Middle East and Asia got amazing food. So where are you originally from? Are you from the Philippines originally?
No. I'm not. I am from California. It's a long story. It's a long story there as well. I had my early education completed from California, then I moved here. And, you know, and I moved to Canada for my master's from University of Manitoba. I completed my master's, and then I got back to New York. And ever since then, it's been 2 years since I'm working here as a customer support representative. What I do here is that I answer the calls. I connect the clients with the relevant departments, and that's about it. That's what I do. And I'm glad I met you, and you should know this, that if you decide to work with our company or not, I still will be in touch with you to know more about the Muslim world.
Well, guess what? You got me as a client. I'm not going to look any further. I feel blessed. I feel blessed.
I'm going to
reach out to you. I'm going to finish these two or three chapters I have left. I want to end my book with something very inspirational. Huh?
Can you do one thing for me? We can do one thing here.
Absolutely.
We can do one thing. We can get started right now. I'm going to share a couple of questionnaire forms with you that you have to fill out, and on Monday you can return the forms and your completed manuscript. In the meantime, I'm going to sit and assign the team who's going to be working. Why? Because we have dedicated slots that we have to provide. Because if you're going to provide us the slot today, if you're going to place the order today, then what I can do is that I know that 10th of August would be the best deadline to complete the project. You know, I don't want to mishap anything here because I have a beautiful bond created with you now, and I don't want to mess up. So if it's possible, can you do this?
Yes, send me everything that I need to fill out, and
okay.
Let me try to finish everything, because I've been using Google Docs. Okay. So I gotta. What I do is every week when I write, or every day when I write, whenever I write a certain amount of pages, I'll close that document out, and then I go to a new topic and a new document.
Okay.
So now I'm gonna go back and put it all together, and
okay.
I do the editing also using Grammarly so that I don't give them a lot of stuff. They gotta worry about the small things.
No, don't use Grammarly. Don't use Grammarly. It's AI bot, and
no.
I don't prefer that. It's pathetic. It kind of highlights very, you know, weird issues, which are not the issues as well. Just don't use Grammarly at all, because it sucks. I'll be honest with you. We have our resources.
So what about when I'm using Google Docs? Using Google Docs to correct spelling and things like that? Is that okay?
That is fine. That is fine. Google Docs is not an issue, but Grammarly is a big issue. You know?
Okay, don't use it no more.
No, don't use it no more, because you're getting a dedicated team to work with. So that's about it. I shared a link with you. Do you see the link on the computer?
Let me see right now. Let me go here. Yeah, you gave me some links here. I just clicked on them.
Okay.
It says Penguin Book Writer, payment information, billing, details.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once you fill it out, you'll see a big thank you page. Let me know once you see a big thank you page so that I can share the NDA. I can share the questionnaire surveys that you have to fill out on the weekend. And then I'll also share the paid receipt with you. And then I'll also share Josh Baker's contact information, which is the world's best renowned editor who will be working with you. So everything will be done right away, and then you can take your time on the weekend to complete the documents, to compile them, and on Monday, first thing in the morning, I'll call you to collect the documents, and we'll initiate the project.
Okay. Are you also registered with the Better Business Bureau in New York City?
We are not. Why? Because it's a paid version, and we don't believe in paying for something to get recognized. However, we have our own portal where our clients have given us some ratings. You can have a look on that. Even if you want to speak to some of our customers, I can go ahead and do that as well.
Okay, but when you're talking about making a payment this large on the internet, this is a really serious payment. Like, I don't even know who I'm paying. Who am I paying? Where's this company? Where are you located?
Uh-huh.
I have no way to authenticate.
Uh-huh.
Just from an issue of security, like to give someone this amount of money that I haven't seen, I don't know a physical location.
Uh-huh.
This is, I'm a little. This is a little uncomfortable for me.
Makes sense.
So you got to give me something. Like what kind of assurance do I have about what I'm doing that this is 100% guaranteed?
What do you want from me? Do you want the W-9 form of the business registered? I can share that with you. Do you want the contract? I can share that with you. I can share anything you like for your review. I don't mind that. I can let you speak to my customers if you feel like doing that. I mean,
I don't want to speak to customers. I just want to be able to know, like, I don't, like, you don't have a physical location, like, I can visit, so I don't really know. It's all on the internet. So what do you normally give your customers when you do business like this?
I just shared another link on the chat window where you can read the reviews that our clients have rated us and what they actually have to tell about us. You'll find my name there as well, because people work with me directly.
Okay, they work directly with you?
Yes, they work
okay.
directly with me, because they don't want to leave me, one thing.
That's a good thing, they don't want to leave you. Okay, and let me see here. I don't know why it keeps closing, but let me pull it back up.
Don't worry, you bet. And do you also do, like, public speakings, or, like, is that...
You went to my website already.
I didn't...
Of course, I am
website.
A public speaker.
I did not...
I'm a public speaker. That's what I do for a living. I'm a public speaker.
So you might also need some printed copies later down the line, right, in order to give away.
Of my speeches?
Yes.
Of my speeches? Oh, no, everybody in this day and time when I do public speaking, they record me. And
mm-hmm.
people like, you know, live recording. But yeah. I am a public speaker. That's what I do.
Okay, makes sense.
That's what my calling in life.
Gotcha.
I'm just trying to see why I don't see it disappeared again. Okay, let's go back to Amazon. That was the Amazon.
You again?
One of the links that you. Okay, there you go. Okay, you're under.
Okay.
Okay, your website changes. Okay, here you are. Okay, so this is. Okay, this is your book writers reviewing. You have 5-star. Okay, I'm gonna review your review, and just do a little homework. And I need to have this divided into 3 payments.
Let's
because I'm gonna put this on my business account.
No problem. Let's do 3 payments. I don't mind that at all. Hold on, let me see. Okay, no problem. Let me share another link. Don't use that one because that is for $22.99. I'll share another one with you. Give me one sec. Okay.
And also, when we get a chance, send me the pricing for the translation of each book.
Okay.
Not each book, but for the whole package. Arabic, French, and Spanish.
That is something Josh will be able to give you the price range right now. Do you want me to be honest with you?
Yes, always, please.
Don't rush into things. Let's get this one completed first, and once this goes well, then we can talk about getting it translated into different languages, okay? Just take baby steps for
now.
That's what I would recommend you.
And you know what? I will follow your respectful recommendation.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. And like as I said, I don't mind selling you a package for $10,000 right on this phone call. I can do that, you know. But it's just that, like as you told me, you don't know me as a person yet, and you want to take baby steps, so let's take baby steps. And then once this one goes well, you would be more comfortable with us, and you'll be just telling me, Haley, let's do this now, and that would be more appreciated.
Okay, let's do that. I'm excited. I'm going to get back to my writing and finish up here, and I will fill out the form, okay?
I just shared another link with you for the form. Just confirm if you have it.
Okay, I'm going to confirm right now. I have that form.
Not the first form?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it. Okay, thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
I'm going to leave it open, and I will pull it out and send it in.
Are you doing it now?
No, I can't do it right now. I have to wait until I finish, but I'll have it done before the day is over.
Lovely. I'll be here till 6 p.m., and you can just, contact me back till 6 p.m., and then I'll guide you further. What we have to do in the meantime, I'm preparing your online portal account, and then I'll send you the invite to join, and then we can conduct Zoom meetings and get going, and my team is going to guide you what you have to do. I'm going to share other forms for editing, for the cover, for the marketing campaigns, so that you can fill them all over and return me back the forms with the completed manuscript on Monday, okay?
Okay, I have a question for you, though.
Go ahead.
When you do the editing, when you do editing or you recommend changes, are you making the changes, or I have to go back in and make the changes myself?
No, you don't have to make the changes. On the right side of the document, you'll see the changes suggested on each paragraph. You just have to click on the tick mark to approve them or on the cross button to reject them. So you'll have both.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay, and I will not use, you said do not use Grammarly anymore.
Please don't.
Okay.
Please don't.
I won't. I promise you. I won't use it anymore.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed day.
You're most welcome. You too. I'll talk to you soon.
What is your direct number? I don't have a direct number for you.
Okay, can you write it down?
Yes.
760.
760.
607.
607.
5186.
Okay, I'm going to read it back. 760-607. 5186.
You got it.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Have a good one.
All Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.